Welcome to the Daily Dumbass. I am Dipshit Dell, and today, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be about. We're just going to start talking. We're gonna lay it out there. What I've been doing is uploading a lot of clips onto YouTube, trying to be a short king. You know, I'm not short. I'm not a short person. I'm not a person of height challenged, but I started trying to do shorts. I told myself I'm gonna try and do one short a day. Some days I end up throwing two up there. The second one gets lost in the algorithm. Never really see on the second one. So short wise, I mean, you're better off doing one every 24 hours. If you end up doing it within the 24 hours, then it just kind of like loses into the algorithm. You know, I've went on here before making comments about not wanting to do my shit on YouTube, but you know it I get more views on YouTube for the random clips that I put up than what I do on this here podcast. So what I'm doing is doing this here podcast when I have time to sit here and talk out into the ether. And then on the other hand, whenever I'm not able to do this, but you know, have a little bit of time and I could do some stuff, do some of the other stuff. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/dailydumbass. Same thing with the YouTube. It's youtube.com/dailydumbass. And what I'm doing on those is going on Twitch and I'll just play whatever games I feel like playing. And the last week it's been WWE 2K19 because I'm balling on a budget. I'm waiting on the 2K22 to finish installing onto the Xbox, and once that's done, I'm gonna start doing different videos on there. But right now, I've just done a few videos of I'm taking some podcasters. It's an idea I seen on YouTube, but I add my own little pizzazz on it. And what I had seen was people were taking the page Yo Bin Dog. Big Bin Dog. He has like the Mystic Rick fan club. If you don't know what the Mystic Rick fan club is, that's I did an episode a while back on the Chomo Rumble from your mom's house, and the Mystic Rick fan club is basically this dude who creates all these podcasters or comedians in their own wrestling form. So what I'm doing is he's real heavy on like the your mom's house or the LA scene. And what I'm doing is more of the East Coast people or the new LA scene, aka Austin. But you know, just people always say do what you know and do what you like and somehow that'll translate to other people. Well, what I know is when I was a young buck, I was really into wrestling, and now that I'm a elder mule wandering around, I'm really into comedy. So why not combine the two worlds? And we'll be right back. And we're back, just like that. Jack had to drain the main vein and all that good stuff. But you know, I could have just hit pause and then not said anything, but had to get back into the role of things. So currently, what I'm doing is I'm waiting on WWE 2K22 to install. And some of the past videos that I put up was Big J Okerson versus Los J Gomez. And kind of clipping out some shit out of their podcast on Legion of Skanks and adding it to the characters. I did the same thing with Cash Daddies, and I did the same thing with Kill Tony. So currently, at this moment, I've gotten the country covered as far as the East Coast, the West Coast, and the New West Coast. Basically, it's just dumb little shorts that I'm tossing up. And then yesterday, I did the Hunter Biden, Draco Hunter Malfoy. Do you know who my father is? And you know, I'm just working on some shorts whenever I get a chance to. But with that being said, I want to know some opinions on this. Whose PR team do you think is working harder right now? Do you think that Conor McGregor's PR team was working hard to hide the video of him, I would say allegedly, but I mean, it was pretty obvious. Do you think Conor McGregor's team is working harder to hide the shit that Conor's doing? Do you think that Dana White's PR team is pretty much like scrambling and gambling and trying to delete shit or wash shit out so that way he's not having to, I mean, either one of those guys get a divorce quite a bit in alimony going out the door. But Jake Paul released a video. If you haven't seen it, I might clip that up and throw that in there. A lot of time when I say I might do something, I don't end up doing it, so don't hold me to that. But Jake Paul had a video where he's calling out Connor, basically telling Connor, you ain't shit, Mick, and telling him to put the bottle down, quit taking steroids, quit cheating on his wife, all that stuff. Whatever, who cares? But I just want to know whose PR team is working harder, Connor's or the Bidens? Because, I mean, the Bidens' PR team worked pretty fucking hard for about 2 years, a year and a half, on hiding up his laptop. And now they've cracked the case. No pun intended on that one. They've cracked the case on the laptop. They figured out the password was analfuck69, because Hunter Biden's apparently a 10-year-old who just found porn. And yeah, it was analfuck69 was the password, allegedly. And allegedly, there's all types of cool ass videos on his laptop. I uploaded a short of that where it was Hunter Malfoy asking everyone about his father. And I'm just working the YouTube. I'm trying to figure out algorithms. I'm trying to figure out proper titlings and stuff like that. So, I'm late to the game, but better late than never. And I don't know. That was what question that I had in my mind was, which team has to be scrambling harder? I know a year and a half ago which team was scrambling harder. I mean, it's pretty easy to have your PR team clean everything when your PR team's the fucking news. But it's pretty crazy that now there is a possibility of World War III going on with Ukraine, where we have sent $60 billion. But it's also kind of odd that in Joe Biden's speech, he says that anyone firing with, let me tell you what, Jack, anyone firing with a less than a quarter size of crack cocaine go to prison for 5 years. And Hunter had a couple different videos of a couple different rocks of crack cocaine that were bigger than a quarter. I mean, the fucker weighed it out. So I don't know. I mean, my vlogging, I'm not even vlogging at this point, but my video stuff isn't getting nearly as much traction as this guy. But I'm just wondering, maybe crack is the key to content. Maybe you have to do some crack to make some good content. And then the guy was like, "Listen, Dad, Rogan's crushing it, Jake Paul's crushing it, Logan Paul's crushing it, Mr. Beast is crushing it. I think I got a new lane that I want to go into, and I wanna vlog myself with some hookers, some possible underage hookers, and I wanna vlog myself doing crack, big amounts of crack." And sometimes the vlog will just be me having the camera set up and me reacting to me on crack. I think that's like the pitch that he had there, and they were like, "Yeah, it sounds like it'd be a good show." And then once they realized who they were, because the whole family has fucking dementia, they decided that that probably wasn't the best bet to go. But I don't know. I mean, who am I? I'm just someone who talks out into the ether, shouting this to the satellites, so that way whenever the civilization's destroyed, they won't know anything ever happened here until we end up in space again and we end up finding these satellites, and then we're like, "Oh shit, These apes that were here before us were kind of smart but dumb at the same time. They were smart because like they kept documents of everything. Every person has 1,000 selfies a year on these satellites, but also, 4 million podcasts are on these satellites. But the only thing that's going to be left on Earth is plastic remains. So this civilization is going to get wiped out, and then the next civilization is going to sit there and just like think that it was a fucking landfill, or that we were just these beings who had to thrive on plastic and eat plastic. And I don't know, it's going to be pretty crazy whenever they're discovering this civilization for the first time, and their civilization's already to the point to where they could get to space, because them getting up to space is going to be the only time that they're able to find out anything about this civilization. And then the Vatican's going to end up being the lost temple. Basically, at one point in the future, the Vatican is going to be considered like the pyramids of Giza, where whenever, many, many generations from now, whenever they're rediscovering Earth and the archaeologists are going through rubbles of stuff, they're gonna end up stumbling upon the basement of the Vatican, and it's gonna have all the artwork in there and all these different stories and stuff like that, and also bones of probably like little boys that they've killed and touched, and probably not in that order. It might be in that order, it might not. Depends on different strokes for different folks, But yeah, that's just what we got going on here today. And I'm just talking some random nonsense. So, check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/dailydumbass. Or check me out on Twitch. Once again, on all those, I'm not even really doing like video or anything like that. It's just my games going up, and then the games are going up on Twitch. And people could live stream me playing games or me customizing characters. And then I'll play a match with those characters or whatever. And then I do some stuff with that video and add some stuff from a podcast, and I don't know. I'm just trying out some shit, trying out some stuff that I like doing, and I'm balling on a budget, so I don't have the whole setup and everything. So right now I'm just doing what I like, and if you don't like it, you could fuck yourself. That's pretty simple there. And I feel like I had something else I was going to talk about. I'm getting it set up so that way on Twitch I'm able to eventually just start watching movies and recapping on those, and then I'll clip up the recaps and throw those into episodes. I don't know, okay? Like I'm saying, I'm figuring this out. Thanks guys for listening, if you are listening. If you're not listening, then I mean, this doesn't pertain to you. And even if you are listening, I'm not talking about anyone individually, other than in this episode. My own channels and some of the most powerful families in the world, or some of the most powerful boxers or UFC fighters in the world. And I only just mentioned one boxer, which was Jake Paul, who called out the UFC fighter, who was Conor McGregor. And I don't know. I interesting times, okay? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, if you haven't heard, their shit's kaput. And she's trying to contact the courts and say that, I don't have any money, and I need you to accept an IOU. And they're like, we just need you to pledge that money back. And she's like, yeah, in an IOU. And they're like, no, just pledge it back. Come on, bitch, you kept saying pledge. Come on, pledge it back. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that right now. I'm not even at the point, the minutes per episode that I like to get to, but I'll have to hop back in here in a minute. Still waiting on 2K22 to download, but I'm just working on different shit, making some content that I enjoy making. And you know what? Maybe one day when I'm, like I've said before, one day when I'm old enough and I'm in the retirement home and no one wants to talk to me, I'll sit there and I'll just fucking watch what videos I made, because it's stuff I'm interested in. So, I mean, it might not have any sort of viewership right now. But YouTube, get ready for to write this guy a blank check whenever I'm in a retirement home and I have four different things set up going through different VPNs, and I have it like my shit just playing constantly. So YouTube, get ready to cut me the check, because eventually, one day when I'm in the retirement home, I'm gonna be playing all my own stuff over and over and over, changing which country I'm in to get the different views, okay? So that's what I'll be doing whenever I'm old and senile. I'll be like, I like this video. Let me watch this video now from the perspective of someone in China. Oh, let me tell you what, Jack. That video was pretty good. I like watching that video. I'm gonna watch that video again. But this time, Jack, I'm gonna watch it in Ireland. And it's how I'm gonna stay sane in my senile, crazy older days. I'm just gonna listen to myself. I'm gonna listen to my own podcast. I'm gonna watch my own videos. And I'll be like, that guy's got something going there. This kid's smart. You know, because I'll be older, so I'll be able to reference myself as the kid. I'll be like, oh, this guy, this kid, this is a smart kid. This is one of the smartest kids I've ever met. But that's where we're at, and I will be back here in a few. The only thing on WWE 2K22 that I'm not all that happy about is the fact that all the music is done by, according to the ad that comes out on Hulu for the show, for their original show, is the most fucking a captivating rock star in a decade. And fuck right off with that comment. I mean, I'm not a fan of the dude's music, okay? You can't be like verbally murdered as a rapper and then just switch genres and act like it never happened, dude. You know, all respect to you. You got your wife and down, who was in 2009, you know, 2008, 2009, who was like the guy's ideal girl to be dating, okay? You know, I like Transformers. I wanted a Camaro. I would have kept the older one, not the newer one, but I like the Camaro. I like a Bumblebee. Okay? I would have been. You're getting a wife down who, when I was graduating high school, I was like, damn, I want to wife her down someday. And, I mean, you know, all respect to you, buddy. You're making music and doing your thing, but it's not my type of music. So definitely while I'm making the characters on WWE 2K22, I will definitely be just listening to my Spotify through my headphones, and just turn the game music way down up on that shit, so that way I don't have to just keep on hearing. I can't even give you any examples of the guy's songs. I'm not really interested in too much new music that comes out, especially new music targeted to the mainstream audience. And guess what? You could say that you're not targeting the mainstream audience all you want, but you're hanging out at the fucking Kardashians' house all the goddamn time, and you're best friends with Pete, and you're good friends with Travis Barker, and you guys just hang out all the time and talk about tattoos. And you know, I like tattoos. I'd like to sit around with Travis Barker and Pete Davidson and talk about tattoos, but I don't want to listen to this dude's music for the whole fucking time. And I told myself this whenever the game like became available, and I found out he was the one who was the one doing the backtracks on all of it. And I told myself, I was like, you know what? I got 19. I'll play 19 for now. I'll be fine with fucking 19. Now, guess what? Bought the game, it's installing. It's about 5% installed at this point, and I forgot when I bought it that I told myself I don't want to listen to this dude's music. So now I'm gonna end up looking like an asshole because I'm gonna end up like forgetting one of these times to mute the fucking music on there, and I'm gonna get one of your fucking songs stuck in my head. This is what kind of bullshit I'm worried about now. I was going to end the episode, started smoking on a blunt, and then I realized, holy fuck, I got this whole another rant to talk about because I don't want to listen to that, okay? How come on the background of WWE 2K22, why can't we have, like, the best intro songs? Why can't we pull out some of the songs that the guys have recorded before? Like The Rock had the song about the pie. Do you guys remember the song about the pie? Putang pie, I think, is what the kind of pie The Rock liked. But the Rock had a song where he's talking to Chinese ladies and he goes ching chong bang dun dun bang ching 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 ching. And he's the biggest fucking movie star there is today, okay? I mean, Tom Cruise, yeah, he's the biggest action star in the littlest form, but The Rock is the biggest movie star in the biggest form. I mean, goddamn. I completely forgot about that as I started downloading it, but whatever. Go follow my YouTube at the youtube.com/dailydumbass. Follow me on Twitch. I'm trying to get a bunch of subscribers, guys. Come on. Help me out.
Help me out. Help me out.
Hook me up. Even if you don't, like every video that comes through, just subscribe. And then go to your notifications and turn them off. I don't give two shits what you do. All I care is that if you subscribe. And go on over to Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify. Leave me a 5-star review. Leave, a comment about it. Only good stuff, that's all. It will only cost you a like and a subscribe and to share with your friends. And it sounds like a lot whenever I'm laying it out, but everything is basic. All the little steps that I'm telling you that you need to do, just one little click away. So just please, youtube.com/dailydumbass. Hit follow, and then go ahead and go to your notifications and turn all that shit into spam. Because I don't care, but I just need you guys to subscribe. Help me trick the algorithm. Thanks.